From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 1st, 2013. This week, in honor of the upcoming Independence Day holiday, we travel back in time to a public gathering house where evening diners were passing along the water news of the American Revolutionary War. Sound like historical fiction? Well, just have a listen for about 25 seconds.
New York Harbor.
Boston Harbor.
Charleston Harbor.
Brandywine Creek.
Delaware River.
Hudson River.
Lake Champlain.
St. Lawrence River.
Wabash River.
Chesapeake Bay.
York River.
You've been listening to the names of 11 water bodies where important events took place during the American Revolution and War for Independence from Great Britain, fought between 1775 and 1783. These water bodies, and many other rivers, creeks, and coastal areas, were battle sites, important harbors, strategic transportation routes, gateways to cities, or obstacles to the movement of troops or supplies. Virginia is a location for a few key sites, the most famous being the York River and Yorktown, where the large army under British General Cornwallis surrendered in October 1781. Essentially ending the war. And Virginian soldiers played leading roles on many of the waters of the Revolutionary War, from George Washington's famous crossing of the Delaware River to the waterlogged march of soldiers under Albemarle County native George Rogers Clark to capture Fort Sackville, way down along the Wabash River in present-day Indiana. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.